Good morning and welcome to another time of meditating on God's Word. We are taking our scripture from Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. This is a lament in Paul's letter to the Philippians, where he worried about the attitude of believers. Some believers who, rather than think about things of the kingdom, things that have eternal value, ways of advancing the purpose of God and the Great Commission, they rather will think about themselves, their welfare, their prosperity, their earthly pleasure and earthly comfort. All of these things have occupied the hearts of many Christians, and Paul lamented. But thanks be to God, he was talking to the Philippians about Timothy, and he said he had no one else who was going to show genuine concern for the brethren in Philippi like Timothy, because Timothy was interested in advancing the purpose and the plan of God. So, everything that had to do with the Philippian church, Timothy showed genuine concern and interest, and Paul commended him for that. I'd like to call your attention to this very important thing. Pay attention to the things that have to do with the advancement of the kingdom. Pay attention to the spread of the gospel, the Great Commission. Pay attention to the plight of unbelievers. When they die, they are going straight to hell. That should be a major concern in your heart, both in your prayer and your day-to-day living. This should be a major priority. Those things that have to do with the advancement of God's kingdom on earth should be your priority. The matter of sinful living that you see all over the place, the aberrations, the moral laxity that you find around everywhere, within every country today, you see a lot of moral challenges. Certainly, the heart of God bleeds with all of these. These perversions do not leave the heart of God rejoicing. And this should be your concern. You are a child of God. The pleasure of the Father should be your concern. You should therefore commit yourself to praying every day about the advancement of the kingdom of God, the rising of righteousness over unrighteousness, and the advancement of light over the darkness that we see all around, so that men will repent and come to the saving light of the Lord Jesus Christ and not perish. For it is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all men should repent and be saved. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says we should not be looking to our own interests, but the interest of other people also. Be concerned about the plight of people who daily are perishing by their conduct and choices. Pray for them and ask God to rescue them. Be concerned about all of these things much more than your personal comfort, personal prosperity, personal popularity, personal increase, personal gain, and personal pleasure. If you put God first, then God Himself will prioritize you and bless you in ways you have never thought. May you be sold out completely for the advancement of the kingdom and for the pleasure of God. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. My name is Amos Kunat, Pastor, New Estate Baptist Church, Lagos.